Welcome to Buddy Speak.
I'm drinking milk.
I'm drinking milk and Monster.
Welcome to Buddy Speak. Shannon.
Not mixed together, but like, I have a can of Monster and I have a Dickie's cup of milk.
Those are not good, dude.
It has a weird combo. Like, you drink like one thing of milk and then a thing of Monster.
That sounds gross. Like, that sounds disgusting.
They really complement each other.
Really?
Honestly, like...
See, I never liked Monster.
You have to take the Monster first, okay?
See, I never liked
Monster. It's real nice and sweet. It has that tanginess to it. And it's almost like a spicy tang.
Oh, yeah, that tang that's called crack cocaine. That's what that tang is.
Anyway, so you... You drink the milk, right? And it kind of soothes that. Soothes that tanginess down. It's kind of like a ferocious storm of like the ocean,
okay? Gotcha.
Of the ocean, and then like the sun peeps through, and like just calms.
We were literally talking about this before. Warm milk.
Think
warm milk before bed. You see
Try warm milk.
No, you see that in like
I haven't show, tried.
You
warm
see
milk.
That in shows like Arthur, and you see that in shows like little kid shows. I've tried it once.
Arthur made me mad.
What?
Arthur made me mad.
Why?
because his sister always called him football head, and ever since she said that,
okay,
she ruined my view. What?
No, that's not Arthur.
That's not Arthur.
Oh my gosh!
That's a completely different
show. And that's not her sister either.
That's not.
You're killing me, man. Okay, I'm gonna let you think of what that show's name is.
I know
because I know it.
I don't remember it.
I'll tell you at the end. Okay.
You can obviously see why I got them mixed up.
It's probably going to be called this episode, that show. Anyway,
But anyway,
warm milk.
Whatever show that was, it ruined it for me because I liked him until she pointed out that he had a football head.
It was pretty obvious that he had a football head.
I know, but it broke my spirits.
Arthur doesn't have a football head.
He does. He's a football... No, I'm sorry, not Arthur. I'm talking about the dude.
No, I'm talking about Arthur and DW.
I'm sorry. I didn't really know Arthur that well.
Okay, that's fine.
But for some reason, I always thought that Arthur.
They always had milk before bed. I tried more milk. I was like, you know what? It was like in seventh grade. I was like, I'm going to try some more milk. I tried it. Most disgusting thing on the planet. Horrible.
Really?
Don't ever try it. It's disgusting.
Really?
It tastes like...
I never tried it.
It tastes like bad eggnog. Even though
I've never had eggnog.
Did you know that eggnog has alcohol in it?
What?
It has alcohol in it.
You're a liar.
I'm not joking.
I'm looking this up.
I'm not joking.
Egg.
It does have alcohol in it.
Nog. Eggnog.
I'm not joking. It has alcohol.
Oh wow!
In it. I did not know that. At all.
Obviously not all eggnog, but eggnog can be made with alcohol. This says, blah, 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 cream, sugar, whipped eggs, and spirits such as brandy, rum, or bourbon.
I hate it when people call them spirits.
Spirits. It's like there's demons in my drink now. Thanks for ruining it. Paid $7 for these demons.
Your grandma, after she died, she donated these spirits of hers. These spirits, that was supposed to be a joke.
Oh, God, I don't want G-Maw's spirits.
Yeah, I was like, that was supposed to be a joke.
I said G-Maw.
It's okay. I meant to say something like, I'm drinking my grandma. Something along the lines of that.
How do you drink your grandma?
I'm just trying to...
Speaking of eating people, so we start watching these new clips of, the My Strange Addiction show, there's some freaky people. So there's one old lady, not really that old. She's like in her 60s or stuff. I don't know. I can't tell age with my perception.
You said this. Here's what you said. Okay, I'm gonna repeat it. There was this one lady. Well, I don't know about lady. I don't know how old she was. As if her age determined her gender? Does that make sense?
That's not where I'm... That's not where I was coming from.
I'm sorry.
This episode you confused
me. This episode's
me.
A flop, but I love it, so I'm going to keep going.
You completely confused me.
So, you just like, stop. Okay, go.
You blanked my brain hole.
I know, I'm sorry.
So, all right. And so apparently...
I blanked your brain hole. Yep.
So apparently her husband died, and she like cremated him and whatever. And so his like burned body is like in this box. And for I don't know why she opened it, but apparently she got her finger stuck in it one time. It was like on her finger. And so she didn't think, hey, let me just go wipe it off with a wet paper towel. She probably just thinking, oh, this is my husband. And so apparently she stuck it in her mouth. And then she was like, hi, I'm Linda, I'm 58, and I'm addicted to eating my husband's ashes. So apparently she got like addicted to eating her husband.
That's disgusting.
His dead body flakes.
Yeah, man. Something is in the back of my throat.
Oh, that's a word.
Don't
you feel like you can reach down there and pull it out and there's just a ball that comes out?
I feel like there's like a small lemon seed back there.
Ooh.
I think it's like a buttload of phlegm.
Is phlegm just another word for mucus?
Yes. Correct. Do you remember that time I punched you?
I do. And I was not expecting it.
Because we were stupid.
I was like, wow, you actually hit me.
Because
you actually nicked me.
Because we were seeing how close we could get to punching each other.
Like really hard.
We were like holding our hands up.
I was like, wow. Like
close to their face and making sure we weren't even there. And we would just go. And I did that to Channing, but I like leaned forward a little bit, I guess. And I punched him in the face. So.
It wasn't like super bad, but I was just kind of in awe.
Yeah. Back in awe? Hmm? You were in awe.
I was in awe.
I don't know if that's the right word to describe what you were feeling. I think shock might be a better one. Anyway.
It was vile.
Are you looking up words?
No, I'm not.
Anyway. Oh my gosh. That Strange Addiction show?
Yeah.
There's a guy. Oh, by the way. Our podcast is now PG-13 due to our last episode.
Ryan, you mean from the beginning?
Yeah, sorry. From the beginning, it's just, we were like a family-friendly podcast. Like,
no, we're not KLTY, sorry. We can't do it, okay?
That's the Christian station in Dallas-Fort Worth, DFW area. No, we're not KLTY, sorry.
Everyone knows who KLTY is.
Dude, what? That's not how radio works. Do you know how radio works?
KLTY.
No, that's only in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay, what about KISS? KISS FM.
That's only in Dallas-Fort Worth.
What's that?
Yes, it is.
But they record...
KISS FM, Dallas-Fort Worth? That's the jinx. It's part of the jinx.
I know, but they have more KISS FM because they broadcast from New York. I know that.
What's the Mexican word for KISS?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Bevente? I don't know.
Bevente FM! I was trying
to make... I have no idea.
No, man. It says Dallas-Fort Worth. There's no KISS FMs.
Dallas-Fort Worth!
See, it's in the jingle.
Yeah.
It's in the jingle. And, like...
Sing the jingle. Like, neighbors, neighbors, there.
Do the jingle! See, that's a national commercial. So, see, people are going to recognize that.
No. That's just in Dallas-Fort Worth. That's not how TV works.
The neighbor's farm is there in Dallas and Fort Worth. No,
they don't Dallas Fort Worth.
They don't say that.
In DFW.
DFW area.
In DFW Metroplex. Texas United States.
TX United States Universe Solar System World.
You just said.
I know.
He said.
I know. Okay. We don't need to go back. I know what I said.
You said Universe Solar System. You went. universe, solar system, world. I did. When you should have went world,
universe. Okay, yeah, thanks.
World, solar system, universe.
Thank you, Mr. Chandon. I didn't know. Thank you for
correcting. You did know.
Man, you as a teacher would be real funny.
Dude, I'd probably quit.
We're showing a video today again. You haven't taught us any. You can't keep showing Magic School Bus to 8th graders. Yeah, you're learning about the weather. To go inside a storm cloud.
I could see me like in a meeting with.
Oh gosh. Oh wow.
Like with my boss or whatever. If I was a teacher, like.
No, here, let's do this. I'm gonna be your boss.
Okay.
And you're gonna be you. Okay. Right. You okay? I'm gonna do the sound effects.
Okay.
Chandler, I need to see you at 4:00. Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I need you actually now. So come down. You. That's him walking.
That's my walking.
Wait.
That's knocking. Unless if you.
Knocking. Yeah. This is. How do you make an. He's knocking there.
That's clapping, but.
Okay. You know what? I go out the doors and I clap. That's how I want to be in. Yeah, go to. I don't ring doorbells. I don't believe in doorbells. I believe in human sound noise. So.
You just yell at the door. Yeah.
Who is screaming outside?
Why this? There's a wild mongrel out there.
Oh. Okay. Okay, you're walking in. You're walking into my office, and go.
What do you want?
Mr. Wright, please sit down.
Okay.
We need to speak to you about your,
teaching methods.
Way to break character.
I'm sorry, I broke the
Do you want me to be you? Here.
Yes.
Okay, that's
better. Yes, alright, that's better. Here. Oh, hello, yep. Hello, teacher.
Hey, what's up?
We've had some complaints from the senior class.
Oh my gosh, from who? I threatened them. I told them not to tell anybody. Who was it? Was it freaking Rodney? Was it freaking Rodney?
Let me finish.
I'm gonna stab that mongrel.
Don't stab anyone. Listen, alright, so we've had some complaints from the senior class.
Yeah, well.
And, they were wondering why you kept, playing them Barney and Friends during your biology class?
I ran out of Magic School Bus episodes and Bill Nye episodes, so I decided to take a turn where, you know, the class is actually TV and film studies.
No, I just mentioned it was a biology class.
No, it's I took a little turn. Not just fire me. I took a little turn.
So you just admitted that all you've been doing all year is showing them Bill Nye, Magic School Bus, and Barney and Friends.
My teaching curriculum helps students learn and helps students want to know.
We're going to give you your 2 weeks' notice.
Okay, now let's switch roles. You be me.
All right.
All right. What would I do?
What would you do?
I'd probably be like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I'd be nervous.
You look like a mouse eating cheese.
Hey. That's not how mouses eat cheese.
I don't know. You're like, hey.
Mouses go up to cheese. Yeah, every time you're like, hey, there's a mouse. Oh, he's eating some cheese.
Hey. I don't know.
That's not what sound they make.
I don't know.
I looked like it.
You looked like a gremlin.
Okay, anyway, we've used that word a lot.
We did?
I think so. Anyway, do we mention that this show is PG-13?
It's now PG.
Addictions thing. There's this guy who was in a sexual relationship with.
Right.
Okay, good son. You go. Hey, son, is there.
Oh, wait. I'm in a, emotional and, physical.
That work. That's
what he said. He goes.
I'm curious myself. I'd like to know.
He's like,
no.
All right. Right. What?
He said this. He said,
He's like, is it because I wasn't around?
Yeah. I was like, oh, dang. And he's like, yeah. He was like, literally like, ooh, let me like eat my toenails. That's why
some people should addicted to drinking paint.
What?
She drinks paint.
I'm addicted.
It's like a really thick, warm milk when it goes down your throat, except it has the really strong.
Or like her pee comes out like. Have you seen those clowns that like pull out the.
I'm addicted to drinking my urine.
I don't.
Sugary.
There's a girl who ate.
Sugary piss.
There's a girl. Like, she's literally a pillow. Literally, she's a pillow.
You are what you eat.
Part of her. Literally, probably a part of her. Like, there's some nutrients that probably, like.
Like, felt everything. You know?
Yeah. When people die, they can't, like, talk or move or think anymore.
Scary.
That would be scary.
Like, you're getting your guts ripped out.
I thought that was like.
With old people, they don't. Oh, I don't know. They might do it.
Are you saying, like, if they, like, burn.
Yeah.
Some of them can get up and walk for, like, a couple seconds.
What?
What?
Remember the Holy Bowl thing, right? The Holy
Bowl. Yeah, how about you explain?
Or dentists or whatever, like they got freaked out because those people would stand up.
Are dead.
Yeah.
That is and people, like, pee themselves and poop themselves.
Talk, you can't communicate.
This is so. You're just walking. I love this conversation.
But you can't think or anything.
He worked at a cemetery, right? And they were like, it was late at night. And, like, he came back and he was standing in the door. Like, no, I think he did, but, like, that's what I would do.
I don't know what I'd do.
At, like a place where, like, where viewings are held, like, where you go. And... Like, no, I didn't.
You just say creamery.
When they cremate the, we stuff bodies with frozen yogurt.
We stuff bodies with ice cream and strawberry. Like, there'll be, like, two parts you can open. Yeah. Like, they only open the front part.
Yeah.
It's real leathery. I touched my grandma.
They're cold.
They have, like, that soft, like, it's like there's no elastic. I don't like death.
I don't like death either.
This is called a deep, dark episode of.
Oh, my gosh. That is
really. This is a dark speak. This is the speak of dark.
This is a speak of dark. Hold on. I'm going to pause real quick.
What? Okay. No, I can't say it.
Okay, we cut twice because I had to poop.
Here, chat it again.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Alright, we cut so many times, but that's fine.
That's
so cool. So back on death. What do you think what do you think the worst way to die is?
Dude, there's one way that I heard.
Where they stick... I know what you're thinking. Where they stick sticks up people's buttholes?
No, that would suck, though.
Have you heard about that?
Dude, the Bible times were gruesome.
Okay, yeah, they were.
So apparently there's like a story in the Bible, right? I haven't read it. I don't know. I've read the Bible. Not all of it.
Okay, just keep going.
I haven't read the story is what I'm saying.
Okay, keep going.
All right. So apparently there was a baker or whatever. I don't know what he did, but like... They shish kebabbed him, like, on a pole. Like, they put him on a pole. Like, they sat him down on a sharp stick or pole to where, like, it went up his...
His butthole. That's exactly what it was.
Bohiney. And he sat there struggling. Like, I'm trying to think. If you're elevated and this thing's up your butt...
You are moving.
How can you try to save yourself? You can't grab on anything.
You should see what he's doing.
You can't grab on anything. You know, you can't try to, like, do this. That's not going to happen.
You can't pull it out of your butthole, you know?
Yeah, because you're, like, you're sitting up and, like...
Well, they would probably, like, chain your hands.
No, and apparently it slowly, like, just punctures through your organs until it gets to
your heart. What they would do, they would add weights. They would add, like, each day or something they wanted to torture them. They would add weights to their feet and hang weights on their feet. So
that is called the Spanish donkey.
Oh.
Have you heard about that?
What's a Spanish donkey?
The Spanish donkey is apparently like they'd like naked or whatever, alright? And they'd sit him on this, so it's a piece of wood.
So like he's naked.
No, alright, so it's like a... It's so, like a triangle, like beam piece of wood.
Okay, yeah.
That's like this.
Oh,
it's going across. Yeah, like, I know what this is. It's going like this.
It's long.
And you sit on it.
And you sit on the triangle.
And you sit on it, and they tie you up like this. And then apparently you're naked, and so like that would hurt. And each day, they add on weight to your feet.
So it slowly, and so it slowly splits you in half.
Splits you in half, starting at your...
bunghole.
Yes.
You can say butthole.
No. Like,
butthole's
I mean,
a teenage word.
I know, but... yeah, whatever. Your privates, all right? Just think. Just think I'm splitting open. Like, that hurt real deep.
Yeah. Your privates. I'm just going to say it. Your privates. Oh, my gosh.
But, dude, I don't know. All right, so there's one way that I heard. All right. This one's pretty gruesome. Well, not gruesome, but, like, it'd be pretty terrible. So, apparently you're strapped down, and they put... they put a box on your belly, okay? And they put a rat in the box. And they cut a hole in one part of the box that's like to where like he can sit on your skin or whatever. And like you're strapped in.
Wait, who, the rat?
Huh?
Is this the rat method?
Yes. Oh. And they cut a hole like on top and they shine a light in it. And rats hate light.
Like so they'll hate it. Yeah. I've heard about this. This is horrible.
So they don't want to be with it anymore. They don't want to be with that light. And so they like go crazy and they dig at your skin. They dig trying to get, they won't stop digging. Mm-hmm. They'll dig at your skin and they'll rip through your body until you die.
That's horrible. There was this kid.
They burrow through your body.
There, I know. Good word. There was this kid, I really should have, there was this kid that bought this book in a show I was in called, the Most Gruesome Methods of Torture or something. I really should have, called the police on him, because he was, I guess he was, look at this way, and he was, reading it to me, and apparently, they would hang... It's starvation. It was starvation was the method, but
starvation
would
be terrible.
Yeah, but they would hang a piece of meat, mm-hmm. Freshly cooked meat, above you, and you're chained to the wall, and you'd get maybe a little bit of rye bread every day, a small amount, very small, smaller than your finger,
like a nibble,
like a little nibble, and then these people would have huge feasts right in front of you. And you just watch them, and you just be like, "That is torture."
That'd be terrible.
That's horrible.
That is mental torture.
It's like a lot, yeah.
That's some
crazy stuff.
Yeah,
man.
That's pretty bad.
That's not good.
It's not good at all, dude. But I thought of some gruesome ways. Personally, myself.
Like what?
Probably.
Drowning would be horrible.
Drowning would be pretty bad.
Because that's all in your head, really.
Probably.
Or fire.
Taking. You know how people put a branding iron in fire?
Yeah.
And get it red hot like that?
Yeah.
But take a metal stake.
And put it up your butt.
No. And put it through your eye. Until it cooks through your bone, and then just slowly goes through your brain.
In the Bible, Samson gouged out his eyes. Can you imagine gouging out your eyes with a spoon?
No, the people who had him gouged out his eyes. He didn't do it personally.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, they gouged out his eyes. You're right.
Yeah. Yes. No, it was Delilah.
Delilah didn't gouge out his
eyes.
It
was Delilah.
Okay. Okay, you know your Bible. I'm sorry.
Anyway. I worked with kids. I saw the story. It was Delilah.
How do you know it was Delilah?
Because.
Did they say it in a story where there was kids where you're working? And then after Delilah cut Samson's hair, they gouged out his eyes.
With a metal spoon.
With a metal spoon. Here's a visual, kid. Yeah. Take these spoons. We're gonna be like Samson.
Gouge out your neighbor's eye.
Stick your spoon in your neighbor's cornea.
Cornea. But no, it was.
You got spoons in our corneas.
No, it was.
Where are my child's eyes?
We learned a lesson today.
We learned a lesson. He's constantly winking.
But no, like I think it was like she was like one, like remember, Samson had to like keep like a secret or whatever of like where he got his strength, and she was like, "Where did you get your strength? Where did you get your strength?" Like she kept nagging him like a, so
like a what? Like a what?
So. And then he finally gave in, because, like...
Because she's a woman.
Yes, God.
Because apparently she was real trained.
Nagging. Oh, my God. I hate nagging. But...
Fine, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Come here. Oh, my God.
I'm shaking from my hair.
Sam Samson said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Shut up!
Every time I think of the word nagging, I think of Cosmo and Wanda from Timmy Turner.
I'm Cosmo!
No, he's like, ah, the nagging! He says nagging a lot. It's really funny. Oh. But no.
So, nagging. Nagging. I think of a husband and wife that aren't doing so well. The husband goes to the bar and is like, how you doing? And then bartender's like, how you doing? And he's like, the wife's nagging me.
the wife's been nagging lately.
Yeah, she's nagging.
Yeah, she's nagging. Apparently everybody who goes to the bar is New Jersey. Yeah, she's nagging.
Yeah, she's nagging. Oh, that's funny. But anyway, what were you saying?
So yeah, apparently like she was like, oh my God, it comes from my hair. So yeah, she, yeah, like, yeah. So when he was sleeping, she cut her hair and gouged out his eyes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's real deep.
Yeah. There's some stories that are pretty crazy in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't gouge out my eye. It had to be an accident. Like, I'd have to fall on a fork. What do you think the most painful thing to... like smashing your toe? Oh, like putting a toothpick...
Oh, stop!
No, let me do it. Putting a toothpick in between your... in your toenail. Kicking a wall.
I cringe.
Oh, gosh, that hurts so bad. Oh.
Dude, I cringe every time I see that... The Batman movie where the Joker, like, puts the pencil and, like, slams his head on that. Like,
well, it didn't show it. If it showed it, I would cringe.
I know, but I know what
it's
doing.
But it does... No, it does show it. It just disappears.
Yeah, you go, wham.
I don't think that much force would... A skull...
Goes through your eye, dude.
Was it through his eye?
Yes, he doesn't go through your forehead. The pencil would break. Goes through your mushy little eye.
Oh, that hurt.
Ow, now I have a lead mark forever.
Oh, man, I already had another mark there, but a friend threw a rock at me in like 8th grade.
That was 7th grade?
Whatever.
Going into 8th grade.
Together in 8th grade? You invited me, and I didn't really, like, I wasn't, like, your solid friend.
Because I think that's why I brought you.
Oh.
I think.
Well, that's not a bowl here, Ryan.
A Powerball.
The Powerball. Numbers the lottery. Are 6-4. Well, this has been Buddy Speak. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Buddy Speak.
Yeah, hopefully. This is called The Dark Speak.
No, we're not going to stick with those things.
Yeah, no, we're not going to say that.
You know what? Okay. But we have a special announcement next week.
This episode is called My Husband's Ashes.
No, it's not. Okay. It's going to be called something else. Oh, by the way, to answer your question.
What question?
You know, at the beginning when you were like, Arthur, the guy who said football.
Yeah, what's his name?
The show is called Hey Arnold.
Arnold. I meant to say Arnold and Arthur. That's why I got them mixed up. That's why I got them mixed up, Ryan. I just said Arnold.
Okay. For those of you who...
I meant to say Arnold and Arthur. That's why I got them mixed up. Hey, Arnold! football head.
What? You said Arnard?
I was trying to say. I was contemplating.
Arnard.
I'm so sorry. I was contemplating of whether I should say Arthur or Arnold first. I went Arnard.
You said Arnard.
Arnard.
You're killing me. Okay, so for those of you who stuck around for the end, because people sometimes like, I'm sorry, the end. Yeah, they just say like, email us. I'm never gonna email them. Those of you who stuck around,
please email us. That was probably the
best moment. That was so funny to me.
Nah, I still think the horse noise was the best.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Anyway, next week.
Hey, Arnard.
Okay, next week is going to be our last episode of Don't Panic Now, all three of you.
Don't panic.
Our last episode for the season.
Don't fret.
Okay, so next week. So, Arnard. I'm literally going to go back on that and listen to it many times.
I think we found out what the name of this episode is.
Arnard. We're going to be like, what is this?
Why is this called Arnard?
I think that's the episode, yeah. Let's call it Hey Arnold Channing.
I was trying to speak really fast, like
you're like I want my brain to transfer to your brain. Do you understand me? So I say Arnard.
Arnard.
Horrible mix between Arthur and Arnold. I'm gonna name my child Arnard. Okay, but more details next week about the end of season 1, and we'll see you next week.
Arthur.
Happy Arnard Day.
Goodbye.